Without replying, she pointed to another room, which the schoolmaster immediately entered, and there lay his little friend, half-dressed, stretched upon a bed. He was a very young boy, quite a little child. His hair still hung in curls about his face, and his eyes were very bright, but their light was of heaven, not of earth. The schoolmaster took a seat beside him, and, stooping over the pillow, whispered his name. The boy sprung up, stroked his face with his hand, and threw his wasted arms around his neck, crying that he was his dear, kind friend. "I hope I always was. I meant to be, God knows," said the poor schoolmaster. "You remember my garden, Henry," whispered the old man, anxious to rouse him, for a dullness seemed gathering upon the child. "And how pleasant it used to be in the evening time. You must make haste to visit it again, for I think the very flowers have missed you, and are less gay than they used to be. You will come soon, very soon now, won't you?" The boy smiled faintly, so very, very faintly, and put his hand upon his friend's gray head. He moved his lips, too, but no voice came from them. No, not a sound.